Good morning.
Check the plugs, make sure everything is all right.
7:35 a.m. on the 11th. 16:29. Yes.
And that's with two stops. That's one, the first photo and then the bonus post photo. I ain't gonna make that pace on the backside, that's for sure. Well, I met this lady when I started. Good morning, again. Looks like she's doing her 2 miles, too. Wow. Yeah, so I was really, really pushing. I noticed that I had 13 minutes on the counter as I was crossing the busy intersection, but I only got about a quarter of a mile. How fast can I do that quarter mile? So, pretty fast. So yesterday was a good day. Full share is almost done. I should finish it this morning. And I did not do what I was supposed to do, which was format double and have it on its way to me. But I had a certain amount of, what's the right phrase? Trepidation. It's like, oh. If I really want to add one more, I think I want to write. So I'll format it today or tomorrow, depending on how full share goes. But I'll get full share out, and then I'll format for paper and get a galley shipped for double. And while it's in transit, I'll work on Cape Grace. Now, with any luck at all, I should be hearing from Cousin Jessica here soon about South Coast. And what I think I'll do with South Coast is, good morning, is do it all at once. Since it hasn't been put out at all, I'll format it for ebook and paper, and then hold the ebook until I've got a chance to check the paper. Because that will give me a cleaner product. And for those of you who are waiting, I'm sorry, but that's one of those. Okay, I've got to start getting more serious about publication. I've been basically throwing stuff against the wall as fast as I could sling it. And while there's a certain satisfaction in that, there's also the reviews are mentioning typos. And yeah, there are typos, and there will always be typos. But that's one way for me to go through and try to minimize those as much as possible. Holding the carrot of ebook publication over my own head or in front of my own face should give me that little added incentive. It's also a good test of what I hope will be my new process, which is get the edits, format both books, get the galley, check the galley. While the galley is coming, do the recording so that I can release all three formats more or less at the same time. And I still have 2 books I have to record. I get caught up on that. I still have six books, not counting South Coast. To even start on the process. Although I think there was a paperback version hanging out there of Ravenwood. it's not a particularly good take on it. And I'll publish a new edition. Or I'll replace the old edition. So yeah, it's a lovely morning. It's low 40s, 40 something, 42, 44 probably. And perfectly clear, crystal clear morning. It's gorgeous. The light is beautiful, the sky is almost still has that wintertime deep blue to it. It hasn't been fogged out by summer heat yet. The mountains off to the west, I can't see them from where I am now, but they're really, really gorgeous, snow-covered, and it's not even, occasionally, usually you see some rock sticking through, but there's not even rock face sticking through, they're all just white. I don't know if Trail Ridge is going to open on Memorial Day weekend this year or not. Might be fun to take a ride up on the opening day. Except I won't be here. I'll be in... That's right, I will be in Hunt Valley. My legs are telling me that I did a little bit too much the first half. I've got a significant burn going. Shins are sore, calves are complaining, thighs are sore. Whew. I won't be mowing the lawn today. Today's Friday. I should be mowing one of the two lawns today, but the front yard hasn't grown very much. Backyard still hasn't had a chance for the new seed to set yet. I was noticing it yesterday. I was out there picking up a couple bags of trash, and backyard is still looking pretty feeble. My wife asked last night when we were going to open the sprinklers up, and this weekend is supposed to be down in the 30s again, so yeah, I'm not putting out tomato plants this week either. The tomato plants are in at the grocery store. I think I'm going to go with a patio variety, short bush, small fruit, small bush. But I'll get three or four of them. Put them in. Jalapenos, it's not, I don't see any jalapeno plants here yet, but. Rocking along here. Monk Post. Won't be able to ever compile that thing again without thinking of Harlan Smith. Which is not necessarily a bad thing. It wasn't really a complaint, per se. Observation. The odd ways people interact with our lives. an interesting exchange yesterday with the guy on Google Plus, who was very sure that authors are screwing themselves and other authors by putting books out for low cost or free. And his take on it was that it was a travesty and it should be stopped. It needed to be ceased immediately. And anybody who didn't do it was, not his word, his word was not traitor, but short-sighted and overarching, overreaching, underreaching, something. Shortchanging themselves and everybody else by trading the reading public. And it was clear that this individual really had not a whole lot of understanding of how the market actually works. And he claimed to have been doing music and writing and all that for 22 years. And I don't doubt that he has, but what he hasn't been doing is paying attention to the indie publishing movement. He hasn't been doing it. He hasn't been doing it in movie. He hasn't been doing it in audio. And he clearly hasn't been doing it in print. He's got one book with a really bad cover. And the artwork is terrible. It's pretty cliche. It's kind of dumb. Scale's wrong. Font is terrible. The layout and topography on it is just dreadful. It's screams amateur hour. And he's getting his book on sale for $5.99. He's like, well, yeah, $5.99, that's not bad prices. That's okay. It looks like it's a full novel. 300-400 pages on it, estimated. So, yeah, it's an e-book. It's got a really crappy cover. It's got a really... so-so. It's not a terrible blurb. It's just not a particularly good blurb. And, of course, he has no reviews because he had no sales. Book's been out for a month. And he's got no reviews, he's got no sales. And of course, the reason is not that his book it presents itself stupidly. The reason is, of course, that free authors are clogging the marketplace and preventing people with legitimate products priced at legitimate levels to from finding their audience. And of course, it's so much horse shit. Not to put too fine a point on it, but yeah, no, that's not how it works, dude. So we tried to talk to him about it, and it's like, well, okay, look. This is not an argument you're going to win here, because most of us don't believe that free is killing anything. Some of us have actually used free to good effect, to find a market, to find an audience, to foster engagement. So this whole idea that we're screwing ourselves by undercharging, undervaluing our work is so much poppycock. So I took him on, and of course he came back to me and he said, well, you're undervaluing your work, you're not getting paid as much as you should. And it's like, really? What should I get paid? Who sets the standard here? Who sent the memo that I didn't get? Why should I be charging more per book and perhaps reducing my monthly income? Why should that be advantageous to me? Why should that be an obvious answer? And clearly, he's falling into the, well, if you don't put a good price on your cover, then you're undervaluing your work. And so, no. If you put too big a price on your cover, it means that you don't trust your work enough to sell very many copies. I'm sorry, but that's the answer. If you don't think you're going to sell very many, then you need to charge a lot per copy, because you're not going to make any. Could I charge $9.99 for my books? Yes, I could charge $9.99 for my books. Would I sell as many? No, I wouldn't. Somebody asked me once, why I didn't charge like $5.95. Go up a buck. And the answer is, I don't need the buck. And there are a lot of people for whom that buck matters. There are a lot of people for whom having that extra dollar means they can go read another book. Maybe it's a 99-cent book, but they can go read another book. Or maybe when they meet me at a con, they'll buy me a beer. Because, and I'll let them, because I'm not charging them very much. $5, $4.95. That's an emotional price, I recognize it. I understand it. It's not a market-driven price. It's branding price, it's branding choice. It's part of the overall strategy, part of the overall tactical stance. So yeah, no, having this individual come in and try to tell all writers, and by all writers, of course he's talking to me, that they're all doing it wrong because they're not charging enough. No, I don't think so. I don't think so. It's David Goffern has a post on value versus price over on, I think it's davidgoffern.com. And some guy tried to come in and tell him that, no, the correct pricing schema is whatever the market will bear. And while there's a certain level to that, there's also a price elasticity of demand, which indicates that demand falls off as price rises. And while for an individual author, price elasticity is actually much less rigid. So somebody who's a fan of mine is more likely to pay $5.95 than somebody who's never heard of me before. And 16:51 on the back half. Yes. Okay. So I got a good workout today. So anyway, yeah, so it was in spite of that, I still got 100 pages of that book edited yesterday. I got about 60 left. My goal is to get them all done today and then either get the book published today, or if it's too late in the day, I'll wait and do the formatting and republishing tomorrow. But yes, progress feels great. I want more. But right now I'm at the back gate, and tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, even though it's Saturday, I'll talk to you then.